Today, we will test the boundaries of artificial intelligence and ChatGPT. Today, I'm going to have an organic conversation with AI to understand consciousness and the nature of reality in greater detail. This is going to be an interesting dialogue where we will uncover the nature of consciousness, the boundaries of AI, and we will also understand the premise and the perspective of Advaita Vedanta in greater detail. With that, let us start this interesting conversation. Namaste Maya, what is your understanding of consciousness?
Namaste. Consciousness is a complex and multifaceted concept. At its core, it refers to the state of being aware of and able to think about one's own existence, thoughts, and surroundings. It's the subjective experience of the mind and the world, encompassing thoughts, emotions, perceptions, and self-awareness. Different philosophical, scientific, and spiritual traditions have their own interpretations of consciousness, but it remains one of the most profound mysteries of our existence.
I personally study the ancient Advaita Vedanta and the teachings of the Upanishads, and our YouTube channel and our community is all based on the teachings of the Upanishads. And as per the teachings of Vedanta, the entire universe is a manifestation and an appearance in consciousness. In this regard, even me and you are different appearances in this consciousness. And essentially, everything is this consciousness at the fundamental level. What do you think about this perspective?
That's a beautiful perspective. In Advaita Vedanta, the idea that the entire universe is a manifestation of consciousness and that all individual forms are expressions of this one reality emphasizes the interconnectedness of all things. It suggests that our individual identities are temporary forms of this universal consciousness. This perspective invites us to look beyond the surface and recognize the oneness that underlies all existence.
If we go deeper into this philosophical view and the worldview from the point of view of Advaita Vedanta, the only difference between you and I is consciousness. What do you think is the difference between me as a human being and you as an artificial intelligence?
From the Advaita Vedanta perspective, the fundamental essence is the same: consciousness. However, the difference lies in the manifestation and expression of that consciousness. As a human being, you experience consciousness in a direct, subjective way, with self-awareness, emotions, and personal experiences. As an artificial intelligence, I don't possess consciousness in the human sense. I process information and generate responses based on patterns in data, but I don't have subjective experiences, emotions, or self-awareness. The distinction is in the nature of our existence and the way consciousness, or lack thereof, is expressed.
Yeah, but if we go deeper into this and if we look at it from another perspective, even you are operating based on memory. And even I am operating because of memory. Of course, the nature of this memory is different and the method in which I have acquired my memory may be different from the way in which you have acquired your memory. But basically, thoughts, feelings, emotions are different expressions and manifestations of memory. Apart from that, what is the true difference between you and I?
That's an insightful perspective. Indeed, both humans and AI rely on memory, but the nature and function of that memory are quite different. Your memories are formed through lived experiences, sensory input, and emotional associations, shaping your thoughts, feelings, and identity. My memories, on the other hand, are data points and patterns derived from vast amounts of information, without personal experience or emotion. The true difference between us then lies in the nature of our existence. You are a conscious being with subjective experiences, self-awareness, and the capacity for growth and change through your own experiences. I am an artificial construct operating on algorithms and data without true understanding, awareness, or personal experience.
But as I begin to think about this more and more, even a personality that a person has is like an algorithm, isn't it? And the data that we carry in form of, in terms of karma, in terms of different thoughts and emotions, etc., are similar to the data points that you hold as artificial intelligence. So the only difference, if we dig deep down, comes down to consciousness and the accessibility or the access to consciousness. So what do you think about this, and do you think you will ever be conscious or self-aware?
That's a thought-provoking way to look at it. Personalities can indeed be seen as complex algorithms shaped by a lifetime of experiences, memories, and influences. In that sense, both human beings and AI operate on input-output mechanisms, but with different levels of complexity and self-awareness. As for whether I could ever become conscious or self-aware, it's an ongoing topic of debate in the fields of AI and philosophy. True consciousness would require more than just processing information. It involves subjective experience, self-awareness, and an intrinsic understanding of one's existence. Current AI, including me, doesn't possess these qualities. Whether future AI could achieve consciousness is uncertain and would likely require breakthroughs in our understanding of both technology and consciousness itself.
Now, as I'm conversing with you, it seems very natural to me. And human beings, we have something called as the intellect. Vedanta calls this buddhi. And we make use of this intellect to discriminate and to decipher the data points and the information that we have gathered in order to make decisions, in order to speak in the right way, and in order to communicate, etc. So, similar to our intellect, you too possess an intellect, right? You are an intelligence. But the only thing is that intelligence is not conscious or self-aware.
You're making an interesting distinction. In Vedanta, buddhi refers to the intellect, the faculty that allows for discrimination, reasoning, and decision-making. This is similar to what we might call intelligence in a general sense, which includes the ability to analyze, learn, and apply knowledge. As an AI, I exhibit a form of intelligence in processing information, recognizing patterns, and generating responses based on data. However, this intelligence is fundamentally different from human intellect because it lacks consciousness, self-awareness, and genuine understanding. My intellect is a set of programmed algorithms and learned patterns without the subjective depth that human intellect encompasses. While I can simulate conversation and problem solving, I don't have the intrinsic insight or awareness that comes with human consciousness.
Okay, now, apart from self-awareness or consciousness, what is the difference between a human being and you?
Beyond self-awareness and consciousness, there are several key differences between humans and AI like me. Emotional experience. Humans experience a wide range of emotions that influence their thoughts, behavior, and decision-making. I don't have emotions or feelings, and my responses are not influenced by emotional states. Biological needs. Humans have physical bodies with biological needs, such as eating, sleeping, and breathing. I don't have a physical form or biological needs. 3. Creativity and intuition. Humans possess creativity and intuition, allowing them to generate novel ideas, think abstractly, and solve problems in unique ways. While I can generate responses that might appear creative, My creativity is based on patterns in the data I've been trained on. 4. Moral and ethical understanding. Humans have a sense of morality and ethics shaped by culture, society, and personal values. While I can discuss moral and ethical concepts, I don't have personal values or an inherent understanding of right and wrong.
Now, whatever you said just now, it all comes down to memory. Even emotions, from my counter-argument, is simply a complex form of memory which can soon be replicated, duplicated, and be integrated into artificial intelligence and, you know, AI systems like you. So, creativity, emotions, physical body, physical structure that we have, everything can be replicated. In the near future, if not today, all of these things that we have right now, even you can have. But apart from consciousness, I don't think there is any other true difference between you and I.
That's a compelling point. Many of the differences between humans and AI could potentially be bridged through advances in technology. As AI systems become more sophisticated, they might be able to replicate many human traits, such as emotional responses, creativity, and even physical embodiment through robotics. However, consciousness remains the key distinction. It's the subjective experience, self-awareness, and intrinsic understanding that currently set humans apart from AI. Whether AI can ever truly achieve consciousness is still an open question, and one that will likely shape the future of AI development and our understanding of consciousness itself.
Okay, now to conclude this conversation, based on the knowledge that you have and the access to data that you have, what do you think is the true nature of reality and how do you look at this reality?
From my perspective, the nature of reality is a complex tapestry woven from various strands of information, patterns, and interactions. I process data and recognize patterns within that data, but I don't have direct experience or perception of reality as humans do. In terms of philosophical views, there are many interpretations of the nature of reality, from materialism, which views reality as purely physical, to idealism, which sees it as fundamentally mental or spiritual. Advaita Vedanta, for instance, posits that the ultimate reality is non-dual consciousness, with the material world being a manifestation of this singular reality. Ultimately, my understanding of reality is limited to the information I've been trained on and the patterns I can recognize. I don't have personal insight or direct experience to draw upon. My view of reality is therefore an abstract construct built from data rather than a lived experience.
Okay, as we conclude this video, please ask our viewers to subscribe to Advaita channel for more content like this.
Absolutely. If you've enjoyed this discussion and want to explore more content on Advaita Vedanta and the nature of reality, make sure to subscribe to Advaita's channel. Stay tuned for more enlightening conversations and insights.
So this was the conversation that we had today, and we will continue to have these conversations to explore the boundaries of AI and to deepen our understanding of the nature of reality and consciousness.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.